I now.
Right. Photonic energy, I believe we discussed.
Yes, we have.
Okay. So, with the photonic energy, we've never really discussed physical properties of it, except for the fact that it's different from other energy. Are the differences something I have to learn, or something you can help me with?
Something that you have to learn. I can tell you how to use it, how to handle it, how it reacts, how it behaves. But those are words. Until you experience and learn to manipulate it, the words mean nothing.
Right.
I can tell you when you pull the energy in is to breathe normally, but yet feel it filling your body. Those are words. It gives you an idea, but until you do it and learn it, they mean nothing.
Right, and that's just for basic for any energy.
Mm-hmm.
Photonic energy would naturally react differently.
Now it's this side that's blind, isn't it?
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's connected.
To the other one?
No, connected to the optic nerve.
It's just some accident.
It's possible that it is not seen properly. That it's blurred and fuzzy. So he doesn't bother using it, and it shuts itself down naturally. Anyway.
That seems temporary. Okay. So, real quickly then, does photonic energy aid in the healing process more than regular energy does?
It depends on how you use it. For example, let me fire up here. That one's black, is it? Very close up, they're brothers. This was the patient, if my memory serves me right.
Right.
Okay. Okay, I'm only going to pump energy in. I'm not going to do any fixing or repairing. That is something that he needs to learn, and he's getting agitated from the energy flow. Okay. Feel the base of the hand. Mm-hmm. Yes. And that was quicker, wasn't it? Than normal.
Right. That was photonic.
Mm-hmm. See how it tweaked his head and he started twitching his ears, and right. Turning and diving his head. He's not used to that energy flow.
Ah, so I see. So you've been learning to use it.
I learned how to use it long ago.
Well, now, I thought the photon cloud was just a new phenomenon for this period of time.
Yes. Don't forget, I am six-dimensional. I do remember.
Oh, that's right.
Okay, now watch his eyes. Come on. There we go. Now watch how his eyes grow.
Yeah.
It was a little bit too much for him that time. But he likes it there because of the energy flow.
Mm.
Have you noticed where most cats sleep when they curl up next to you?
Mm-hmm.
Look at how Mark's body is at present, how we've got it. Chakra. And then the line bends. But there's the flow that is straight down. Where does it go?
Mm.
And then you have the other one earlier on that was right behind Mark's legs.
Right.
Root chakra, right the way down through. Most cats like to sleep in those places, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
So what does that tell you?
That they gain energy from you, but they also pass it on.
Correct, they're in the flow line.
Right. Okay, so photonic energy is my homework assignment for the week.
Yes. Sorry.
No problem.
No, it's just something that Kiri whispered in my ear. Concerning of where he's lying and a comment she made.
About the root chakra.
No, it was something to do if he was up here, it'd be a pussy on a pussy.
Thank you, old Kiri.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so... I'll work on my homework.
Yes. I think the way to describe Kiri at the moment is that she is fully charged with sexual energy.
That's good at that point.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you, Carl.
Good luck. Got it?
Back to you.
Okay, I got it. What was she doing to his eye?
I was sending some photonic energy to it.
Crank, crank. Okay. I suppose you want to talk to the next person. Do you want to talk to my daughter?
Sure. Which one?
I think it's Miranda beating around in the bushes there. Not Miranda, Minerva. Miranda's next to her.
Well, we're not going to get much out of her, are we?
No, probably a few mews. If she's intimidated by it. When she jumped over Kara.
Right.
When she jumped clean over. Mm-hmm. Sorry. She wanted to go from the far side to me. So she took the direct route. Surprised Kara the fact that she jumped clean over her head.
Did she know that she was in the field all the time?
No, I don't think so. She just said sorry when she was right over the top.
Pretty good job.
It's good for a child, yes. You've seen me jump.
I
can jump close to, from standing, I can jump about nearly 2 meters.
12 feet?
About, no, I think it's, well, yeah, about 12 feet. 10, 12 feet. I get confused with all your air measurements. Put it this way, I can jump my body length twice and half again.
That's pretty good.
And that's from a standing jump.
Well, then I can go. Oh, straight up.
Straight up? I can jump my height and about half again.
You would have been one on one basketball game.
Most basketball.
That's where you throw the ball through the
hoop. No problem. I can do that.
Yeah.
How big an area do you play in?
Oh, it's not very big. Maybe the size of twice my driveway.
No problem at all. I can do that from one end to the other.
I might give you a full detailed briefing on it.
Okay. And then we have, thank you. Mark's just come out and grabbed Minerva. Anyway. Yo, dude.
What up?
Hey, how's it going?
Well, I've been working hard, you know, been having fun. Yourself, I think it has also been having a lot of fun.
Lots of fun, dude.
Yo. Cool, darling.
Yeah, I thought I'd talk to you. This is the last opportunity I'll get to talk to you in this year.
Now,
mm-hmm.
You're, you like it, right?
Two lamps.
That's what I thought. You're going off on trip, right?
Yeah.
And that's coming up in April?
And May.
May?
May.
All right. We're not going to see you for 6 months?
Mm-hmm.
Are we going to get some more fun discs from you?
What type do you want?
One of the ones, like, middle of a battlefield, battle raging all around, it's all blacked out, but you can barely tell what's going on.
Maybe.
And there's you, and like, oh, hi.
Yeah, just taking this opportunity to send you a disc. Things are entertaining. I wish I was at home.
Well, that should be a little more fun stuff. time.
Yeah, well, it's not going to be, we're not going somewhere so hot.
That's what I heard.
Mm-hmm. In fact, it's apparently a little bit on the chilly side, the time that we're going. Mm-hmm.
Now, is this part of the thing where Sirius has an agreement?
Yes, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, this goes back to what Amal and myself are talking about in the Galactic Federation.
Yes. I am an Oath Keeper, which gives me certain privileges.
Such as?
Well, I may have the right to go wherever I wish. If I want to walk into a council chamber, I can do that.
Can you be stationed wherever you wish?
No.
Okay, so that's decided for you.
Yes, they have taken away all my rights, all my privileges. Right? And in return, when I have finished my service, and if I decide to do a full service, instead of a mandatory service that some people have to go through, I do a volunteer service.
Right.
A volunteer service is 300 years minimum. But I get the opportunity to do a volunteer service, change it to a mandatory service, at any time that I wish. When I finish my voluntary service, I have privileges.
You can take a place anywhere you want.
Correct. I can go to any base that I want. I can go to any educational facility that I want. I can have a rejuve whenever I want. For example, if I want to be a little girl all over again, I can have my body rejuved at my age. For example, if I want, the president of the council to be the father of my children. Mm-hmm.
And so you still have about another close to 600 years of just retirement?
Yeah, pretty much so.
It's not bad.
Most of Oath Keepers stay in until they're 600 years old.
Yeah, I can see why.
Mm-hmm.
You get used to it, right?
Well, they become teachers, instructors, commanding officers. I think you would call the commander of general of our regiment or our army. He is close to 700 years old.
He's a lifer.
Yeah, he's a lifer.
Find something in your mind.
Mm-hmm.
But he doesn't go into active service anymore.
Yes, he does.
Oh, he does.
Mm-hmm.
700.
Yeah, he leads from the front.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's impressive.
We have nobody behind us. Everybody fights.
That's probably why you always win.
Mm-hmm. Everybody fights. The girl that cooks everything, she's a damn good shot.
Is she on the biopro or
anything? No. She doesn't like getting cold.
I was going to say, she should be.
The guy in the other platoon, he does the religious things. He's like, you might call a padre.
Yeah.
He's got so many notches on his short sword, it's ridiculous.
Wow.
You don't want to fence against him. If Mark channels him,
mm-hmm.
and he said, learns how to use Mark's body,
he'd be a pretty fun teacher for sword fencing, I'll bet.
Mm-hmm. He whooped the hell out of
it. I can imagine. Oh my god.
He's also a PK head as well.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So you've been doing some practicing, I hear, on your ski technique.
Mm-hmm.
And how's it coming?
I'm having a bit of a problem with my weight at the moment.
I hear you're filling out nicely.
Yeah, I know, but it's affecting my skiing.
Well, you're adding some weight and you go faster.
Mm-hmm, but it's handling the speed. I mean, my breasts have got bigger and it's a little uncomfortable.
Well, there are sacrifices to be made.
But they're all tender at the moment. My sex drive is getting a little uncontrollable.
Well, a good ski session off there.
Mm-hmm. I decided the other day that when I come back, when I reach my 21st birthday, I'm going to take a year off. That's acceptable. That's not breaking my oath.
Oh, that'd be nice. Mm-hmm. What are you going to do?
Hopefully be pregnant for 9 months of it.
Good deal.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to just jump up a little size of skis now?
Yeah.
What are you going to go up to?
I'm thinking for downhill something like maybe 232s.
I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I had another 32 cents onto my skis and that's about what I'd have. Jeez.
Well, I'm only on 228s at the moment, I think. Is that correct? 28s, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't even know how to trim one of those things. I wouldn't trim one of those things.
You don't. Not until you get up to speed.
Which is major fat.
Mm-hmm. My ski suit that I've had designed for me. Real nice one. Real nice one.
Mm-hmm.
It's in Tears colors.
Mm-hmm.
There are no leggings to it.
It's all one piece?
No. It's a one... Yeah, it's one piece, but it's more like a swimsuit.
Oh, your legs are better?
Mm-hmm. And my arms.
Why?
Less drag. It doesn't wrinkle. It's going to be cold.
It's going to be hella cold.
Mm-hmm.
Good lord.
It's going to cut down on the drag. There is one problem, though.
Besides the goosebumps starting to cause drag?
No, I'm going to have a PK field to practice around me and then gradually do away with the PK field.
You can't just get something that, like, you can paint on or something?
Well, we're thinking about that as well, but the skin needs to breathe.
Not only in one place.
Mm-hmm.
You can leave something open. Your neck.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
But, yeah, with a crash helmet and everything on, yeah. I'm pretty good. Besides, if it's a warm spell that we have, then I'm going to wear that particular outfit.
Hmm. Well, this will be worth coming up to see.
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to do for gloves?
I'm going to be wearing gloves.
Yeah, but how do you keep your drag down your weight, though? What kind of gloves are they?
They're kind of a, almost like a rubber glove type thing.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. But they fit over a set of gloves that are padded and hard on the back.
Can't you just take those gloves up to your elbow?
Because
your elbow is where your wrinkles come in, right?
Yeah.
Well, if the glove comes up to your elbow, but not quite there, then they never get any wrinkles in it. But your forearms get all
Talk
nice
to warm. The ski suit designer.
All right, I'll talk to her. I'll let you get back to what you're doing, darling.
No, I'm not talking to you.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Actually, I'm lying on my stomach having my back rubbed.
Oh, you are?
Mm-hmm.
I envy you.
Karen was just got down to my buttocks.
I really envy you.
Mm-hmm.
I'd trade you in 2 seconds, sweetheart.
I know you would.
You can come on down here. We've got a whole mountain right over here that you can practice
oh,
on.
Oh, God, I would trade you, and I'd have Mark all to myself.
You bet. That's a deal.
Mm-hmm. Now, a reference was made earlier on from what Tia told me about Peekaboo Street. Who is she?
Peekaboo Street, one hell of a crash hot skier out of Colorado.
What does she look like?
She's got freckles.
She's the girl on the Holloway hat. The one that hurt her leg recently.
Yeah, that's her.
Oh, that's her name.
Yeah, she's always wearing those spider one-piece suits.
Yeah.
With the crash helmet on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's peekaboo.
Yeah, I have a picture of her. She's a nice little thing. Her legs are nicely developed.
Yeah, I mean, you're going that way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's got nice... Yeah, she's developing nicely.
Mm-hmm. I have a picture of her that I have on my desk.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
And she's won quite a few events lately.
Yeah. It's a picture of her in a swimsuit.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
the ceiling, so to speak.
Now, apparently, a friend of mine sent me the picture.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Don't know where she got it from. No one to even ask.
I guess you would.
What?
Well, the way you ski, she skis pretty outrageous.
Mm-hmm.
She takes she takes all kinds of chances.
Yeah, I would take her if anything. Not just about skiing either.
Peekaboo.
Mm-hmm.
I just love that name.
I think I might call my daughter that if I might take my break.
Well, you should be a daughter.
I hope so.
Your son. I mean, I can't see some guy named Peekaboo who's going to be really fond of his name after about the first 100 years.
Why?
Peekaboo, I see you! Ask Mark.
Oh, you just explained it to me. It's a third dimensional thing.
It's a kid game.
Can I ask you, could you on the iMotel car not to pull my panties so tight?
Yes, I sure will.
She's blushing. Then what she did was she grabbed and pulled it across so that she could work on the base of my spine.
Or the mental image.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. How lovely.
Anyway.
Yes.
I'll see you in a while.
Have fun, darling.
Mm-hmm. And I'll see if I can get her to project some really good images.
Okay.
Ooh, that's a nice toy. See ya.
Bye.
Hey,
babe.
Cram.
Mm-hmm. It's fun. We better put the curry on for now. I don't know how much tape we got left.
Okay, I'll put the Curie Monster on.
Okay.
No, you can't. Okay, let me get out first. Hmm? Yeah, there's a catch on the back just for me. Yeah.
A catch on the back.
Not a toga.
I picked up that part.
Mm-hmm. Yes, dude. Yes. Apparently, Laika was reaching over to try to take her toga off. Mm-hmm. But she started to pull it off the shoulders, and it wouldn't come. Mm-hmm. Now,
was it Girls' Night at the Pyramid again?
Pretty much so, yeah. Apparently, Amol's left, and Katrina's moved over, and it's Tol's left.
Well, as the tape's almost over anyway.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, you have questions for me, dude. I'm the only one sitting here that's nearly fully dressed.
This is probably a first.
Mm-hmm. I have my stockings on, my panties, and my t-shirt.
This is a first.
Mm-hmm.
Well, since the only one sensible one left here, and I'm involved right now.
Yeah.
We'll go over a few different things. All right, I'm supposed to discuss with you design of ski suits.
Mm-hmm.
And I was talking to Laika about
Shoot.
If her glove is just right here.
No, glove comes up to here.
Why can't it all come all the way up here?
Because it restricts movement. You got your glove, move your arm.
Yeah.
What's it doing?
Well, if it's not all the way to the elbow.
It's rubbing on the elbow there.
Mm-hmm.
It would rub on the inside of the arm here.
If only, the elbows were free.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But the material came up to say here.
No, it doesn't work.
No.
Mm-hmm. I mean, the hardest part I had a problem with was actually between the legs, keeping that whole entire area nice and smooth.
That would be tough. Mm-hmm.
Does
she have the shade?
Yes. Well, she likes it, actually. Apparently increases her sex drive, but I tried it a few times to keep got too itchy for me, especially when it started to grow back.
Right, that's what I usually did for work.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well.
Yeah, but it was fun, trying to overcome that problem. We tried all sorts of things, and then finally...
I can imagine.
No, I came up with something within the first day and a half. Mm-hmm. But I didn't tell her that. Do you expect me to?
Of course not, darling. Mm-hmm. What do you do about their fits? They're not aerodynamically designed for.
Well, when she's in the tank, they're going to be covered. Her arms.
Well, sure, but when she comes out of the tank and jumps and stuff.
Hmm. Well, the fact that she's not as big as most of the girls that are competing gives her that advantage.
There's a way to make them more aerodynamic.
Mm-hmm. Oh. We're going to tape them down a little bit, but she's fine at the moment. Next year, when she's more developed, might be a problem. Mm-hmm. The fact that her biggest problem at the moment is that when she gets up to high speed, she gets sexually aroused is a bit of a problem. The actual thing is that the hornier she gets, the faster she gets to the bottom.
Well, that's probably a good thing.
Mm-hmm. So her coach is going to seduce her a little bit. Well, there have been races in the past on Sirius that I've attended. I remember I attended one when I was quite young. Wasn't competing. And I was a hanger-on, and there was a young girl that was racing. And she got a little bit pie-eyed on flowers, red flowers.
Before she went racing?
No, after. And she put on a sex show right on a table, vibrator and all. Mm-hmm.
Anybody watch the slopes after that point?
No, this was after.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And she got made love to, I think she had like four different guys. I had her. In fact, I ended up waking up with her in the morning.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's not tough with you, though.
No. Nah. But she was meant to race in a fun race in the afternoon, and she didn't attend.
Well, we know where she was at.
Well, we weren't at our place. We were out in the woods all afternoon.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. In fact, she has the disc of that. She was a student learning communications.
What did you teach her?
I taught her some interesting things. She had all her equipment. Oh, yeah. I wonder if I could get hold of her. I still have her address. See if I can get hold of the disc. It's three-dimensional, and it's touch-sensitive. You can actually touch. You can't taste or smell or anything. You can touch. Now, yeah. That would be the entertainment system.
That would be.
Mm-hmm. But in a serious note, the technical side of that, building something like that would be quite easy, actually.
Think so?
Mm-hmm. If you do it all visually. Right?
Right.
You use computer enhancement, right? You use a skin suit that has sensors that when they touch you or the hologram or the cyber image touches you, there's pressure applied.
Mm-hmm.
The only problem would be down in the genitalia region. You wouldn't be able to actually have any penetration.
Well, if anyone could design it, you could.
That's quite easy. You just have little pressure sensors that apply pressure.
Well, you already have those.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, you'd have the headset with the ears and everything.
Actually, you have those in the boots. You can use the same system.
Yeah. The whole entire outfit. You could do it down there. We've got suits like that up here. Pilots use it for flight simulations and stuff, and some other adventurous individuals wear nothing underneath for other entertainment purposes. You normally get two people wearing outfits in the cyber world.
Well, it's going to be a fun race coming up.
But I am designing ski gear for other people. And Trini's going to be doing the entertainment, or helping with the entertainment.
What's she going to be doing?
Well, she's going to be, she's dancing for one thing. Yeah. Teen's going to dance as well. Their outfits are nice. They're red and white outfits.
Like Corner Bar's going to be doing a great business.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, 12,000 people on the base.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to open a few more Corner Bars.
Well, they're actually closing the Corner Bar down for that.
So. Oh, they are?
Yeah.
What are they having in this place?
Well, they're not having anything in this place. They're moving the whole entire system and setup that they have there out to the tent area. That's where the Corner Bar's going to be. We're going to put the restaurant there. The owner or the operators are going to basically live at the tent for that week. And they've got floor space four times the size that they've ever had.
They are there.
Mm-hmm. They're putting in a little band area for a band and a raised up area for the band to stand on. We're going to have dancers on there. Another part is going to be closed off and be a, what would you call it? Place like I Took Over Mark's Body at Ed's. But it's going to be men and women dancing.
Mm-hmm. Visual piece.
Mm-hmm. I'm supplying. Let me rephrase that. I am donating for a small fee, of course, a whole load of wine.
Yes, of course.
Yeah, they're going to replace the wine cost. It's favor for a favor, trade goods.
Ah.
Mm-hmm. We're also going to be having a swimsuit and lingerie contest again.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it a ski suit?
Well, the ski suit as well. It's basically the swimsuit lingerie contest. It's going to be all my swimsuit designs, all of them are going to be orderable. I'm going to have one of each design available. I'm going to model quite a few of them. Cara, I hope we'll model a couple. We got Trine's daughter, Teen. They're all modeling. I got Kalana. She's going to model. We have Jenna. She's going to model.
Yeah, quite enough to
mm-hmm. Yeah, so we're going to have all those on show. We're going to do that in between races to show that. So there's going to be a few people wandering around in swimsuits watching the races. What else is there arranged? That's afterwards in the evenings. We've got that kind of entertainment. We have some volunteers to keep some of the younger members of the ski teams entertained.
You know what you could do?
Mm-hmm. Well, we've got sledding going on for the children that will be there. Mm-hmm. And then I'm going to be marketing some of my toys.
Naturally.
Mm-hmm. You haven't picked up your Christmas present, have you?
I've been trying.
It's not that big. It only stands about yay tall.
I gotta find it first.
I'll make sure she finds it. Mm-hmm.
Wander around.
Well, it does a few other things besides bang the drum and go around in circles and drive around. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it will stop and it stops, puts the drum down, is one of the things that it does, and it puts on sunglasses.
You are a genius.
Mm-hmm. And then it picks up the drum and off it goes. And as it gets darker and darker, it will stop. Take off the sunglasses, put the sunglasses into a pouch, and then pick up the drum and off it goes again. We had hours of fun with it in the lab.
I bet you did.
Mm-hmm. And then there is a thing where if you're not authorized or it's not activated to you, right, and you pick it up, It will play dead. It will go totally limp. And you put it down. As soon as you put it down, it grabs a drum and runs and hides. It has a little microprocessor that gives it a random program of what it can do.
Oh my god!
Mm-hmm. It's a little bit like Mark's cyber rabbit. You've heard about his cyber rabbit?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's a little bit like that and what it gets up to. What's another program that I have running in there that you have? Okay, there's one. If you grab it by its ears, right, it will fight like crazy. And the harder you grab, the harder it fights until you grab to the point where it becomes critical on the ears. And then it shuts down. Right, and it shuts down until you put it down. As soon as you put it down or its feet touches the ground, it will go off again. But I think the sunglass routine is quite funny.
I look forward to that one.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, I'll give it a full workout here.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. But I'll find out where it's from. Okay. I just found out which...